Mix 101.7 Saturday morning huddle, and joined by Al D'Aurelia, co-head coach Chris Reinert, coming off a 45-6 loss at West Lyon last night. You knew you had another tall task this week, Chris, after holding your own the previous 2 weeks against Hinton and Western Christian, but this West Lyon squad, obviously formidable, number one team in 1A. They own a victory over a 2A powerhouse, Boyden Hall Rock Valley. They're good year in and year out, but what makes them especially tough this year in your estimation?
Jay Rosenboom up there, he's another tremendous job of getting a group of kids together. And this group's especially seasoned. They were, you know, majority of juniors last year and played pretty much all season long and got a ton of experience. But just another big, physical, very well coached and disciplined team. Snyder kid at quarterback. He's got an older brother that's playing down at the University of Iowa, and this kid's got the same blood in him. He's a competitor, very smart player, very, very, very talented, does their kicking for them, and just they feed off of him. He's a great leader for them, and it said once he gets rolling, team just rallies behind and keeps on going with him. So just overall, very, very high-quality team.
Well, we were talking a little bit about the game beforehand. I know they had a sizable lead at halftime, but you kind of helped them out early on.
We did. Very excited. Kids came out very well. We had to kick off to them to begin the game. They picked up a first down or two, but then we forced them to punt, and we're kind of thinking that might be the first time they've had to punt in their first possession this year. So that was kind of a big victory right to begin with, and get some confidence for our kids and that we can compete with these guys. They punted to us, and unfortunately we mishandled the punt. They recovered the punt down around the 5-yard line, just inside the 5, somewhere down that area. And then unfortunately, you know, a couple of plays later, they punched it in for their first score. You know, they kicked off to us. We moved the ball some, had to punt again. Had to punt, mishandled the snap. Could not get the punt off. Unfortunately, they got the ball again in a short field, and a few plays later, they're in the end zone again. So you just can't do that against the number one team in the state. They're going to take advantage of every opportunity they have like that. Just can't get away with those miscues. And yeah, so they got 14-0 in a hurry on us, and nothing, you know, not take away from them, but a lot of it was our own fault there.
Well, your only score came in the second half, and it was your quarterback that made it happen, you were telling me?
Yeah, he made a nice read. He ran an option out to the outside, and he pulled the ball back in and cut it up underneath some guys, and a 24-yard run. Logan found the end zone, so that was a nice positive for the night. He made a good decision out there and was able to capitalize on that.
Logan McCoy with a touchdown. I know you were telling me you don't have the stat book handy, but in the neighborhood, how did some of the other guys do?
Yeah, overall, offensively, we had 196 yards of rushing on the night, and it was very, very spread out. Logan actually led us. I think he had 49 yards of rushing. Caleb, Sleezer, Anthony Career were both in the upper 30s, and then it evens itself out kind of from there. A lot of kids. I got a lot of carries last night, so it was just a pretty even night throughout. But 196 yards of rushing against them, we felt good about. And we'd love to finish a couple more drives, obviously. But the kids came out, competed, very, very physical game. And we've been going up to West Lyon, and they've been coming to our place for the last several years here. And I think this is one of those times that we felt that we played as physical as they did and didn't give in. So there's some positives to take from this game going forward.
So you match their physicality. Hopefully you like the effort you saw. I'm sure you got some of the second stringers in the game by near the end of it.
Yeah, we did. Big takeaway between this week and last week, our home game against Hinton, we cut down on a lot of mistakes. The yellow flags have been out on us quite a bit this year, and I don't have that number, unfortunately, but that was a lot more clean last night. We played a lot of clean game. Yeah, the younger kids came in. You know, Alex Rose had a good night. We've been kind of shuffling him around. He's a freshman. Kind of shuffling him around in different spots. Played some line for us. Davey came in. He played fullback and had some nice runs. I think on the night he was one of our leading tacklers up around six. So that was good to see. Levi Sleaser, another freshman, coming in, getting some minutes, throughout the game on defense. I think he was up around five tackles on the night. So, yeah, some of those younger guys contributing. I know Mike Ryder came in and ran the offense for us and fixed some gaps at the line of scrimmage for those running backs to get loose a little bit. So it's good to see. Yeah, good to see get those guys on the field a little bit and let them be under the lights too. So.
Well, on the bright side, I'm sure you coaches are not too crazy about it, but the kids have homecoming to look forward to next week.
Yeah, yes, we do. Yeah, we'll have some fun with homecoming, of course, and let the kids be kids again a little bit throughout the week. And you know, I think the guys understand this is where we were a year ago. We were 1-4 at this time and came back and finished the season with four straight wins. And so I think that goal is there, obviously, for us, and the kids will come back focused. And like I said, we took a step back in the correct direction last night. I thought we kind of took a step back the week before, and hopefully that'll help propel the kids to stay focused this week and have fun and go get a win in front of the home crowd on Friday.
Sibley Ocheden beckons next week for Alta Aurelia, and some words from co-head coach Chris Reinert. Sure appreciate the time, Chris. Thanks so much, and enjoy the weekend.
You bet. Thank you, Ryan.